Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Greg Kidd joins us. He's an independent candidate for Congress in CD2. Here for the whole show on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you. Safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators. From the exotic to the everyday. Trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome to the program for the first time Greg Kidd. He is a co-founder and partner of Hard Yakka. As an investor, Greg provided first money at Twitter, Square, Coinbase, Robinhood, and Solana, among others. He is also now the 80% owner of Vast Bank out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam, for having me. I'm really excited to be here today.
Well, you are very welcome. You're running for CD2 as an independent. My first question is, why are you running?
Well, Sam, I think everybody knows that Congress we have right now, it's having a really hard time getting things done. It's passing legislation at about 10% of the historical pace. I'm here to change that and get things done. I'm running as a nonpartisan, so I'll be in a position to work with both Republicans and Democrats, really just to get stuff done. And I'm a get stuff done kind of guy.
Okay, but you also, I'm sure, realize that a first-term congressman is number 435 in the pecking order, and your ability at that point to get things done is pretty limited. Most of what you would be doing in a first term, for example, would really be constituent services.
Well, there's definitely constituent services, but even as a first-term congressperson, I get a little bit of a megaphone. In fact, I'm already using that. Some recent legislation passing through Congress. I had a chat with Jackie, I had a chat with Susie Lee in areas in the financial services, helped get Democrats to vote with Republicans for legislation both in the House and the Senate. And so I'll be speaking, getting educated by my constituents, but also working with existing Congress people on both sides of the aisle to get legislation passed.
All right, so an obvious question is, who would you caucus with as an independent?
So it depends on the issues. So for some of the issues that I've been involved with in financial services, the Republicans have been much more active recent times. Many other issues, issues like reproductive health choices for women, I'm definitely going to be caucusing much more with the Democrats because they've taken a much more pro-choice view.
All right, so have you been traveling around CD2 to meet with the potential voters?
I'm just back from my rural tour, 2 weeks. Especially interesting time in Elko, where I got educated on the local history and a whole bunch of local issues. That's been super, super helpful in my campaign.
Okay, so what did you learn?
So, you know, in Elko, I learned that if you're a woman and you have a high-risk pregnancy, you're going to be a helicopter headed to Utah. That they've had a real hard time. It actually tacks back to a time my wife, my ex-wife now, but to whom I'm very happily co-parenting with, when she came out of med school, we got a lot of great offers, including from rural Nevada. Great financial offers, but because of the lack of infrastructure out there and education and healthcare support, really tough for us to make a decision to raise our kids out there. So what I learned is with really without more infrastructure, without more investment in things like education and healthcare, it's a tough sell in the rurals. And so to bring that area up and make it competitive, there's gonna have to be an extra development. Just like there was rural electrification, you know, back in the turn of the century, we need those investments out there in fundamental infrastructure to make the rurals a competitive area and to bring top talent out there.
Okay, so I'm sure that you've looked at this in depth, and one of the things that anybody who's lived in Nevada for any amount of time knows that we are restricted in every field of healthcare. And it's not just in pregnancy situations where you're gonna need to be helicoptered out. You know, there isn't even a hospital in Tonopah at this point in time. And so, this has been something, in my estimation, going back to Governor Gwynn, in terms of governors were going out of state to get medical procedures done. Now, it's not as bad as it was back then, but it's still not good. There is not a field. So how would you attract, because you talk about, and by the way, I encourage people to go to your website because you lay out a lot of policy positions in depth there, but how would you go about attracting doctors and nurses at a time when across the country we are lacking?
So, touchy subject on immigration. There used to be a guest program in this country that brought, in this case, doctors and nurses to the United States and to rural Nevada. In fact, Mr. Trump just, I think this week, just announced his intention to actually issue green cards to everybody graduating from university with a four-year degree. So you can have programs if there's a shortage, and it's a shortage not just in Nevada, but across the country in these critical areas, and this would be an area. It's not immigration, it's a guest program to get the numbers up. You do still need to invest in nurses graduating here in the United States and have other incentives, but you know, part of the problem isn't just getting those folks here with money. Again, it's making the other services around it. So education may seem like an indirect type thing, but if you're a young doctor or nurse coming and you have a family, you're going to be concerned with what the level of education is. So you can't just throw money at it, and you can't just go after folks that are from outside the country with guest visas. You've got to actually step up your game across. So it is going to mean better salaries and better schools in those areas as well. So it's a, you know, it's a broad-based approach. But for the specific shortfall, you can have targeted guest programs, and also you can have debt forgiveness programs for graduates from U.S. programs if they come and serve time out in rural areas.
Okay, so that all sounds good, but immigration is the most contentious issue beyond, you know, what's going on with the economy. And we haven't seen real immigration reform since 1986 under the Reagan administration. What gives you hope that something could be accomplished, and especially by potentially a first-term congressman?
Well, let's look at what's going on in Oklahoma. The senator from my state there led as a Republican the legislation to get something through Senate. He got undercut by his own party on that. And even though he had Democrats coming across the aisle to support his proposal, that went nowhere. We have a similar situation in the House where there's an incentive to actually not pass legislation because there are people that want this to be an unsolved issue because they think they're going to get political mileage out of it. I'm not going to be someone who's voting on that basis. I want to see immigration legislation in place, both for stopping illegal immigration and encouraging the correct kind of legal immigration. I think you've heard a lot of voices for that, but that's one of the issues where if you're bound to your party, people are voting on a party basis to basically not make things happen. You know, John McCain was up against this, Mitt Romney was up against it. It's not a new phenomenon, but there can be, and I've seen it in other issues, situations where people are voting across the aisle. It happens in my industry. We have Democrats voting with Republicans to get things done in financial services. We've seen it on other acts like the CHIPS Act, where people have concerns about China, both Democrats and Republicans. You're seeing those votes happening on a bipartisan basis. Currently on immigration, we don't have that. There needs to be a pool of people that don't really care about what party it is. They want to see immigration reform happen.
Okay,
and,
but
and I'm in that party.
Okay, but realistically,
yes,
do you see that happening in the current political climate? Because the last time there was really a serious effort made was when George W. Bush was president. Harry Reid was behind it, and John McCain was behind it until John McCain decided to run for president, and it got blown up. And if you look at the history of immigration reform, going back to 1977, you can see that it takes two or three powerful senators to really get things moving. And I don't see any movement in the Congress for that kind of power.
On particular issues, it just doesn't happen until the planets get aligned. And it has to be bad enough to be good enough to actually get something done. So at every point in time, it was like with criminal reform, that happened years back. It happened on Trump's clock. And there was enough interest on both the Democrats and the Republican side to get something through. It's one of the crowning achievements of his administration back then. And so you don't know which of these issues is going to be able to get across the finish line. CHIPS Act got across the finish line because there's enough concern, again, on both sides of the aisle about competing with China. And so we'll see on immigration. But, you know, it's so close in the Congress that, you know, a small group of people that are willing to walk across the aisle could make a difference in getting something done. So I have no guarantee that we're going to get over the hump on immigration in this next four-year period, but I'm someone who wants to see something done in that area.
And, you know, your competitor in this race, Congressman Mark Hammoday, along with Susie Lee, Jackie Rosen, are all part of the Problem Solvers Caucus. So it's not like that's not already occurring in the state of Nevada.
You know, Nevada has good folks and good faith on a bunch of those issues, and I've seen the Nevada Congress people, both Democrats and Republicans, working together on some of these issues, like the land use bills. And, you know, I don't see that as a necessarily a very Democrat versus Republican thing. That's just our Congress people standing up for the state.
Okay, so let me ask you about that.
Sure.
Because that's for CD2.
Yes.
That is one of the biggest issues. And I'm not saying it's not a big issue for Clark County as well. They had an opportunity and turned it down because they didn't think there was enough land. But those bills have been sitting there, and Congressman Hammoday has been pushing as hard as he can to get those through. What could you do differently to get, for example, the Washoe County lands bill among, what, half a dozen bills through Congress?
I got to be frank, I don't think I can do a better job on the land bills than Hammoday or our other Congress people. They've been doing a great job. They go to the local areas. They say, what do you need? Do we need to build up? Do we need to build out? They're trying as hard as they can get. I can't bullshit on that one. I can't do better than the team that we already have there. I think they're looking out for the state.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back much more with Greg Kitt. He's running in CD2 as an independent right after this timeout.
Gear up for the 105th Reno Rodeo at the Double R Marketplace and experience the biggest little shopping adventure in the West. With over 100 vendors, you'll find everything from Western attire to home decor to tasty treats. Open every day during the Reno Rodeo at the Livestock Event Center Indoor Arena in South Exhibit Hall. The Double R Marketplace, Thursday, June 20th through Saturday, June 29th. Plus, shop online anytime at renorodeo.com for Reno Rodeo merchandise.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
We'll be right back.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Greg Kidd. He is running for CD2 as an independent against Mark Amaday. On your website, you talk about lithium, the amount of lithium we have in the state, which is phenomenal. We've been up to Thacker Pass and done a couple of shows up there. We've also had Ioneer on the program multiple times. So we're big fans of lithium on this program. And it appears to me that we already have the lithium loop in practice, from digging it out of the ground to recycling. What do you want to add to that mix to benefit CD2?
Well, you got the both the start and the tail end of the dog there. The mining, absolutely. It's there in the ground. It's going to come out. And we've got companies that are focused on the recycling. We've got companies that are focused on the manufacturing. The piece that we're short on is processing. Right now, today, that lithium most likely come out of the ground, headed for China, some further processing in Japan and Korea, and coming back. To complete the lithium loop, something that Lombardo, Sandoval have both spoken about, it's four pieces. It's mining, processing, manufacturing, and recycling. In a perfect world with good infrastructure here, we'd keep all of that right in Nevada. I'm 100% behind the lithium loop.
Okay, so one of the things you talk about on the website is you compare Nevada at this point in time to Alaska, where the citizens were able to benefit from the oil rush there.
Correct.
How would that work for Nevada, and would that be a state issue or a federal issue?
Okay, so backing up, always this is on federal land, so we're always going to have to go through the feds to get access. But once we have access, the way the rules work, take a look at other states and other countries. Now, I know Nevada has an incredible history. In 1864,
right,
we had this net proceeds tax, served us well. That's when people came in with picks and shovels, and we wanted to give every benefit to those miners. But that's not the reality of today. Today, great name, Lithium America, it's a Canadian company with Chinese backers. The money that comes from lithium, yes, there's jobs, but the profits flow outside of the state and to some extent flow outside of the country. States like Alaska, countries like Norway, they made a decision that their natural resource was so in demand that they could put a gross proceeds tax on top. They didn't do that to tax and spend. They took that money, put it in a permanent fund or a sovereign wealth fund, and they used it to invest for the future. Because one day, that resource will be gone, and you're going to still need to invest in your state. And so having a tax on lithium coming out of the ground, not for the contracts that have already been negotiated, that's done, not for gold and silver, but looking forward and where the world is going, that's a chance for Nevada to invest in its next 100 years, to invest in its future. You got to put that fund aside. You got to put a governance structure in place to make sure those funds are invested for the future of Nevada. And so that's not going to be the kind of net proceeds tax we have today. You're going to have a relook at that, and we're going to need to be competitive with other states and other countries. And if we have no investment fund for the future, there's no way Nevada's going to realize its full potential.
All right, so have you talked to the mining companies about this?
I've talked to Lithium America.
Okay, and what did they say?
Well, look at it this way. They could pay nothing on gross proceeds and take 10 years to get a permit. We could fix the permitting process to be competitive with the rest of the world. It's a 3-year process, still with legal, you know, all the hurdles and whatnot and processes. But if you get that lithium out of the ground in 3 years instead of 10 years, paying X percent off the top, that's a great investment. They also said, look, we need in our area, we need upgraded roads, we need upgraded rail, we need access to more water, we need education for our workers. We can't provide all that. That's the job of government. We need you to help us help Nevada. So it's a two-way street. If they knew those funds were getting invested right back into the infrastructure that will make that lithium loop, it's going to make their whole investment more valuable. So I'm not a tax and spend kind of guy, but I am a tax and invest kind of guy when, you know, you're going to get a return on that investment.
Okay, so Lithium America is, you know, is building schools. They are building roads in the region. And the Biden administration has made this an issue of national security. And so a lot of things that were roadblocks have already gone away just because of that. Does that not benefit?
That all helps. But there's a excuse me, there's a difference between doing it willy-nilly, you know, yes, this school, that's kind of like the favors approach. But when you look at Alaska or even someplace like Norway, come on, we're talking about much more money and much more strategic investment. Those countries are investing not just in the odd school or project over here to kind of like, you know, please the locals. They're doing this strategically at the state and country level.
Okay, so as a philosophy, I understand. Mm-hmm. But again, is this not a federal or a state's issue versus a federal issue? And if you're running for CD2, how does that work?
Well, it all depends on how you're going to allocate the funds, right? So, you know, the feds are there, but we're talking about a state fund, but with a district focus. And you have to just, as part of the governance structure, going to figure out how much of that money is going to go to the state versus the district versus the local communities. And so the board governance on that permanent fund is absolutely critical. I'm sure there'll be representatives from the mining industry, from the local native tribes, there'll be from the local people, but probably the governor's office will have a few. It's going to be political. There's
all
no
right,
way around
it. But mm-hmm. that's my point, is that it's not a federal issue. It would be a state's issue.
Absolutely a state's issue.
Okay. All right. So fair
absolutely
enough.
A state's issue.
Okay. But you're running for CD2.
I'm running for CD2. But it's a state's issue, but it can also be a district issue. Just depends on how much that money you want to stay in the local community, in the district versus the state. That's always going to be a cat fight. That's politics.
And I would love to get, you know, a $10,000 check per year from the industry, but knowing the mining industry in this state, they may smile when they have the conversation, but they're a very powerful lobbying group. But listen, let's take a break. We'll change topics and we'll come back with more with Greg Kidd after this timeout.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Hit the open road with a truckload of cash free play in one of three luxury travel trailers during the $250,000 travel time giveaways. Thousands in weekly giveaways plus $7,500 in grand prizes guaranteed. And a new travel trailer or $35,000. Now at the Carson Valley Inn.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. Tollsdevelopment.com.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Greg Kidd. He is running for CD2 as an independent. He is a co-founder and partner of Hard Yakka as an investor. Greg provided first money at Twitter, Square, Coinbase, Robinhood, and Solana. He is also the 80% owner of Vast Bank in Oklahoma, which just occurred. I got to ask you about the billboards you have currently up in Northern Nevada. They say, free, fair, wild. What does that mean?
Well, free as in freedom, fair as in a fair deal for everybody, not just good for some and not for other. And wild really is tribute to Nevada's heritage, because this is a place that takes risks, knows how to manage risk. It's probably the defining feature of this state. I'd analogize it to firemen. You know, when they see smoke, they run to a fire. And Nevada has shown an ability to take on risk, manage it, and just build an amazing state. It's why I'm living here and why I've chosen to make this place home. I've lived a lot of places in my life, But this place is free, fair, and wild, and I intend to double down on those three principles.
Okay, and is that going to be the continuing theme of the campaign?
That's the continuing theme of my life in Nevada, and I hope to see that. It's already been on that vector, but I want to see that taken to times 10 for the state.
Okay, and thank you for being here. We have a ton more questions, so please come back. And also, would you be willing to debate Congressman Amadei on the program?
I would love to debate Congressman Amadei on the program.
Okay, and he will be here next month, and so we'll talk to him and throw out that invitation. Thank you for being here. It was a pleasure to meet you, and good luck on the campaign trail.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome, and we'll be right back.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
Fantastic cocktails and delicious food. It's a good time to eat. Over 500 hot slots, plus electronic table games.
It's a good time to play.
Player rewards and big time jackpots.
It's a good time to win.
Ooh, your good times are train wreck.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real. It's growing. And it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Calamity, it lurks around every corner. Or not.
That's why UMC Quick Care is around every corner, with locations around the valley.
UMC Quick Care, for all your small calamities.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day on various platforms, including television, radio, our website, audio and video podcasts, YouTube. You want to find the show, you can find it pretty darn easily. And we cover politics, business, health, and education. Thanks for watching. We'll see you on the next podcast.